Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is playoff time, and it's time to make magic with Lee. Hello, Lee. How are things?
Good, good. You guys, I'm sure you've been waiting for this. You want to report on the boyfriend?
Yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that'll bring people up to speed.
We don't care about the games.
We do.
Well, we do.
Just a
but
little.
We'll get there in a minute.
But that's not the important stuff. Yeah. To bring people up to speed. Okay, so you live in sunny southern Florida, sunny South Florida, right in Miami. Now, one of your daughters, she lives in New York City, and she's moved up there, and she met a beau, a man that she seems to be at least kind of a little bit serious about, and. You were leery is one way to put it. You didn't really know. Now, over the holidays, you had the occasion to go up and meet this fella for the first time, and you were apprehensive. You told us about this. You said, I'm excited and apprehensive all at once, and we haven't spoken to you since. How did everything go?
Well, most fathers are going to be apprehensive when you get a call, and my daughter tells me this one's different. When they tell you that, you're like, oh, no, hold on. Let's slow down just a little bit. But so her last couple boyfriends, if I took them out to Chipotle, it was like a five-course meal. So we meet him. Actually, it was my birthday dinner at a restaurant. And what does this guy do? He gets there early and orders a bottle of wine.
So, okay.
On him. So pretty good start, pretty firm handshake. And, you know, he's from South Florida. Actually, I found this out later. So his mom had done a musical with my daughter, when my daughter's in 10th grade. So, his mom actually knew Brooke. And, I right now I can't really find, you know, too many holes in his game. You know, he went to Penn State.
Oh, okay.
And how about this?
Well, there's one.
So, that's a plus, Lee. That's a plus.
Has about three different outs. And the opening, you know, New York City started sports wagering last Saturday. What did he do? At 9 o'clock sharp, he opened up another two outs. I think it was with DraftKings and FanDuel. So he was ready to go.
Smart guy.
He's a player.
Wow.
And a big football fan. And you know, just want my daughter to take it slow.
Did he have the right kind of wine picked out, Lee?
Yeah,
did he know what you liked?
He did.
Yeah.
It was not, you know, from Kmart or.
Yeah, he didn't have Wild Irish
Boone's
Rose
Farm.
Or Boone's or anything.
No. It was a nice bottle of wine. And, you know, just as long as my daughter's happy, I'm happy.
Smart kid.
Well, nice. Yeah. I'm glad that you met him. Well, that's good. It seems to be trending in the right direction, as we say.
Right.
Good for him. Good for you. I'm glad that your mind's at ease and you didn't have to murder anybody. That's always a plus. So good stuff. Cincinnati, Vegas. To the issues at hand here.
Yep.
You're going to give us a total. You're predicting the total, not the game on this one. And it's like 49. I think I saw this morning. What do you like here?
So the first game, Cincinnati wins 32-13. So these two teams have faced off. Usually, when you get a rematch. Even more low scoring here. I think both teams, you have, you know, quarterbacks that either haven't been in the playoffs, Joe Burrow, or it's been a long time for Carr. I think that they're going to play it conservatively also with coaches that have, this is their first playoff game. So I think they'll feel each other out, don't want to give up the big play here. Think that Vegas wants to have Cincinnati run the football, stay away from the big plays here. And I think on the other side, same way. So I think the total here is a little too high. We're going to go under 49 total points, probably the best way to attack this Cincinnati-Vegas game.
I like it. I like it. You know what I've been – I don't. This number hasn't made sense to me all weekly, and before we dive back into the other Saturday game in a minute, I want to go to the Sunday afternoon game. The Niners visiting the Cowboys. I've seen like 3.5 all week. It's 4 in a couple spots. That just – like this is a touchdown game for me. Like I think Dallas is – it's at least 5.5 or 6. What are you thinking?
Well, that's what I thought the line would come out. But remember, San Francisco's playing their best ball. They were – I mean, their backs were against the wall. They had to come up with an over 80-yard drive with 1.5 minutes to go. No timeouts. They get the job done here. So do I think Dallas is more talented? Absolutely. But also coaching. I don't think Kellen Moore's doing a great job with this offense. CeeDee Lamb is their number one threat. You're not going to win Super Bowls with throwing to the tight end and – well, if your tight end's George Kittle or Travis Kelce, you will. But throwing to a guy 9 times for 75 yards, that's just not going to win big games. So you got to get your best players more involved. I think that he has not done the best job there. And San Francisco's strength is running the football, and that is Dallas's weakness here. I'm going to take San Francisco. I think they upset Dallas here 30-27.
Oh, man, I was hoping for a wrong team favorite on this game. New England, maybe we'll still get it. New England at Buffalo, Bills favored by 4.
So I think that when you look at both these games, that Buffalo was really hamstring that first game. I mean, there were 50-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up to 70 miles an hour, and it just took Buffalo right out of their game. So the difference here is Josh Allen can do a lot of things. He's not just a quarterback with a great arm. Here's a guy that has run for between 60 and 100 yards in each of the last 3 games. So a dual threat guy here. And surprisingly, Buffalo has run for at least 100 yards in each of the last 5 games. The Patriots passing game has stalled. Last 4 games, 6 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions here. So just think that the Bills have too many weapons here. New England, you know, they had their run. They probably would have a chance, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. But right now, Buffalo, and I also checked the weather here, it will be single digits, like 8 to about 9, 10 degrees, but very little wind. And unless you can take away something of Josh Allen's, I don't think you're going to have a chance here. I like Buffalo big here, 30-15.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Before we get to the Steeler game, Lee, let me ask you a question. As somebody from sunny South Florida, if I were to say you don't – I know it's a playoff game and it's a big game. How much would I have to pay you, if anything, to stand on the sideline of that Buffalo-New England game if it was like 4 degrees all night? What would it take for you to go and stand on the sideline there?
Well, if I'm properly clothed, I mean, if I've got long johns on and you know, a couple layers, at least 3 layers, my upper body, I'm fine.
You're good?
Okay. I go skiing. I have a place in Park City. I can handle it for a week. I just can't handle it for a month or a whole season. So
wow.
Yeah.
Because there are some people they insist their like blood is thinner and they just can't.
It's all in your mind. It's all in your mind. Now, you know, if it's, you know, we've got 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds and the wind chill takes it to minus 15, minus 20. Now, when it drops below zero and I'm out in Utah, I'm probably not going skiing. It's a little too much for me, but as long as it's above zero, I'm okay.
Okay. I like the Vanzas in Park City. You been to that place there, Lee?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
haven't
yeah.
been there.
Nice little Italian spot. Anyway, okay. Maybe you could take that son-in-law yours soon to be to buy you some wine.
Let's not jump ahead of ourselves, okay?
All right. We're jumping ahead here to Sunday night because this one is going to be interesting. 12.5 points, the biggest line. You know, there's only been one outright winner of a double-digit wild card spread, and Seattle beat the Saints a couple years ago. Other than that, double digits, it comes home all the time, it seems like. They cover the number even, not just winners outright. But this one's 12.5. Kansas City, that number's held all week. What do Steeler fans have to look forward to, if anything?
Okay, so looking at Wild Card Weekend, really been no edge. Dating back to 2010, favorites 44, 45, and 2. However, big favorites have crushed the number in recent memory. So only two double-digit underdogs have covered the spread in the first round of the playoffs. Kansas City Chiefs are the only one, obviously, on the board here. 12.5. It actually touched 13 at one point. So the unders, you know, you're looking at, is there a play? Probably the under if you go all the way back to 2010. The unders are 65% over a 92-game sample. So just some things before we tackle this game. Now, in this game, I think Pittsburgh's got to be aggressive. They can't take a chance falling behind by double digits. If they do, they're not going to have a chance. You know, maybe from the opening kickoff, try an onside kick. They've got to push the ball down the field. Some of the plays that they've shown, they've got to run some triggers off that and try to hit on some big plays. So this Kansas City team here, their real weakness last year was the offensive line. They've shored that up in free agency and through the draft here. And I just think it's a bad matchup. Now, do I think it's going to be as bad as Dan Marino's last game where he lost 62-7, where he was 11 for 25 for 95 yards and two fumbles and two interceptions? And believe it or not, Jacksonville led in that game 38-0 before Marino's first completion. Look that up. That's crazy. But there was a false sense, I remember, down here before that game. Miami had beaten Seattle in a wild card game, so they felt that, you know, Miami could hang with him with a few breaks, maybe steal the game. I think it's going to be tough here. I like Kansas City here, 34-13.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, all hey, right. Sometimes you need a cold, hard dose of truth, and Lee never shies away from giving that to us. And he's got a game of the week for you as well. The early game on Sunday, correct, Lee?
Yeah, it is. And most people kind of gloss over this game. It's going to be a blowout, Tampa Bay, or can Philly – you know, throw some stuff at Tampa Bay and maybe keep it close because Tampa Bay is without two of their top receivers, A.B. and also Godwin. So should be a fun game. You want to get that game, call 800-400-9741. Get the rest of the playoffs to the Super Bowl, just $197. We're on a 19-9 run right now in the football, hit on the national championship for a fourth straight year. Going to go for a fourth straight winner, hopefully, in the Super Bowl. So everything's up and available. Love to hear from you also. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
What if you would have went to New York City and you would have walked in that restaurant or walked in your daughter's apartment and that guy standing there, who she says, I think this is the one, he's different, and the time would have matched up in terms of him being there in the metro area if it would have been Antonio Brown when you walked in?
Well, we had that talk since the last two, and she said she wants us to be honest.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
We are straightforward and honest, and I asked her, I said, well, what was it about the last two guys? She goes, Dad, I went to North Carolina School of the Arts. There's 930 people, the entire school. She goes, it was slim pickings.
There you go.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So,
yes.
So we'll give her a pass. Hopefully the third one, she finally you know, got it right.
Figures it out. All right, third time's a charm. Thank you, Lee. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Lee.
Take care.
Yes,
you too.
Lee is just so good. So, so good. All right, sounds from the other side. That's in just a little bit. Carrington Harrison, 610 Sports Radio KC. And then, Jim, at the end of the hour, you know what we got?
I believe odds and ends.
I believe odds and ends, which will be the second best thing on the show today behind this, of course. I mean, this is the best thing you'll hear.
When he did speak, people listened.
Are you going to be interested at all in the new Here We Go song by Roger Wood?
Not one little bit.
Really?
Nope.
I mean,
he was just having too much fun this week, wasn't he?
I said somebody had to get an EpiPen out for fun, plug it right into Ron. It was too much.
Horse, do you have any interest in that? The Roger Wood, how he's altered the Here We Go song for the Steelers?
Always interested.
Always.
He was on.
We're
going to
sing. We're
going to
have fun, right?
Yeah. And we're going to hear the song at some point.
We'd sing it, right, Ron?
We are going to hear the new song, and I want you to sing along to it. Can you?
We'll not be singing along.
I will not be having any sorts of fun.
I've fulfilled my fun requirement for the week.
For the year.
Yeah, for the millennium.
You're never getting me on video again.
Ever.
You know, he did yell at Starkey, though, when for singing along with it.
Well, people texted. I was going to say that. They were texting, "Shut up, Joe. You're speaking over Roger Wood, and I want to hear what the lyrics are." There were a lot of texts here.
Go download it from the website.
Oh, so download it from the website. It's all out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.